Pendengar sekalian, dua orang politisi federal mengatakan mengurangi tingginya jumlah pemilih yang tidak sah di daerah berpopulasi etnis yang besar bisa mengubah hasil pemilu bulan Juli yang lalu. Kurangnya kemampuan berbahasa Inggris masih merupakan salah satu penyebab utama di balik besarnya pemberian suara yang tidak sah. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu. Membutuhkan waktu lebih dari seminggu untuk mendapatkan hasil yang jelas berikut pemilihan federal tahun ini. Pemilu tersebut merupakan persaingan yang sangat ketat dan di beberapa kursi dimenangkan dengan hanya beberapa lusin suara saja. Mirip dengan kampanye federal sebelumnya, kali ini juga terlihat tingginya jumlah pemilih yang informal atau tidak sah. Beberapa memang disengaja tidak valid untuk mengirim pesan, namun banyak juga suara yang menjadi tidak sah karena kekeliruan pada saat pemberian suara. Hambatan bahasa bagi beberapa pemilih Australia masih merupakan penyebab utama di balik pemilihan informal itu. Juru bicara Komisi Pemilihan Australia, Phil Dayek, mengatakan bahwa terlihat jelas dari hasil pemilu yang tidak sah di Sydney Barat dan di Sydney Tenggara.
There are many factors that we've assessed that are at play there. Some of them can correlate to language. Newer language groups and unfamiliarity with the system. The number of candidates on the ballot paper can be a factor as well. There's some correlation that if you've got a very high number of candidates on the ballot paper, then there's more chance of mistakes being made.
Anggota Parlemen Partai Buruh dari Victoria, Peter Khalil, mengatakan kursinya di daerah Wills di Melbourne Utara terdapat sekitar 7% suara yang informal untuk pemungutan suara DPR tahun ini.
That's a real disenfranchisement of, almost 7,000 voters. Obviously, language and the barrier of language is an issue. There are also multicultural communities that are aging. So again, that I think is a factor as the cohort gets older. There are more difficulties around voting. And also probably the number of candidates that were on the ticket for the House of Reps, particularly in my seat in Wills, there were 10 candidates. Even I got confused.
Ia mengatakan jika ada informasi yang lebih baik tentang bagaimana untuk memilih, khususnya bagi masyarakat etnis, mungkin dapat mengubah hasil pemilu.
If you assume that a majority might have voted Labor, of those informal votes or were trying to vote Labor, that could have actually changed the election result. And remember, it was a very close, as we know, we lost by a seat. So, there is, but it could go the other way as well. You just don't know. Maybe some of these people were going to vote for the coalition.
Asisten Menteri Urusan Multibudaya Seth Seselja menyatakan hal serupa.
It's certainly possible in very tight elections. We know that with a seat up in Queensland, we saw a 37 vote difference between the Labor Party and the Liberal Party. So elections are very close in some circumstances, and that's why I'd say to everyone, you've got a personal responsibility to vote if you're enrolled and also to try and educate yourself as much as possible. The government will do all it can to help those who find it difficult to make sure that everyone who wants to vote does vote.
Peter Khalil menyerukan diselenggarakan program penyuluhan tentang prosedur pemilu jauh hari sebelum hari pemilu, terutama bagi pemilih dengan latar belakang etnis.
There's probably a real need for education processes to occur a lot earlier in the cycle so that people can really understand how the actual voting system works and what they should be doing. Because they have a right to vote and they shouldn't be disenfranchised simply because they have language or speak a different language or their mother tongue is not English. You should really be helping those people to give them their right to vote and make count.
Pada tingkat nasional, pemberian suara informal untuk DPR dalam pemilihan federal tahun ini di bawah 4%. Sedikit lebih rendah dari kampanye federal sebelumnya pada tahun 2013 yang mencapai hampir 6%, yang merupakan rekor tertinggi sejak tahun 1984. Australian Electoral Commission menjalankan kampanye iklan menjelang setiap pemilihan untuk membantu mendidik para pemilih Australia tentang cara mengisi kertas suara mereka dengan benar dan memastikan suara mereka akan terhitung. Mereka juga menyediakan bahan yang telah diterjemahkan dalam 28 bahasa dan membentuk call center di mana pemilih dapat berbicara dengan seorang pejabat Australian Electoral Commission melalui seorang penerjemah.
The business of how to vote doesn't stay top of mind over a 3-year cycle. It's a just in time thing to need to know when you need to know how to vote. So a lot of the population, if you like, need a reminder, but more so if you, as you mentioned, if you are new to the voting system, they might have had a different system overseas. It does require further attention.
Asisten Menteri Urusan Multibudaya Seth Sasselja mengatakan lebih banyak hal lagi yang perlu dikerjakan.
It's also important that we continue to talk to community leaders in various ethnic groups. I think they've got a role to play, and I know many of them do an outstanding job in trying to educate parts of their community and inform them about their voting responsibilities and their voting rights and of course how to vote and also some of the services that are there to assist people. So I think reaching out to those community leaders is one important part of the strategy as well.
Meskipun memiliki pandangan politik yang berbeda, anggota Parlemen Partai Buruh Peter Khalil juga setuju dengan hal itu.
Regardless of who they're voting for, the point is we want to make sure that people have their vote counted. If they're genuinely making an attempt to vote and they haven't been able to do so properly because of their language, the language barrier, or they got confused, they didn't understand how the voting system works. It's incumbent upon us as a parliament to ensure our democratic system works for all Australians and make sure that their votes counted, whoever they vote for.
Nah, pendengar, itulah tadi laporan tentang jumlah dari pemberian suara informal atau tidak sah yang tinggi yang mungkin dapat dikurangi jika diberikan penyuluhan lebih dini sebelum hari pemilu, terutama kepada masyarakat yang berlatar belakang etnis.